Phillies and the Mets on Tuesday in a battle of Zacks, Eflin, Wheeler, Morris, Galifianakis, all the big Zacks in attendance. Let's pick it up top eight. Inning's about to end, correct?
Payoff pitch popped up middle of the infield. It's now towards the third base side. Down the line is Reyes, and he drops the ball. He came together with Darnell, and the ball rolls off of Reyes into foul ground. Galvis runs the payoff pitch. Looped in the air to left, carrying well. Back goes Cespedes, still going, can't get it. It's over his head, stays in play. Bounces off the top of the wall, Rupp is in. Here comes Galvis around third. He scores standing. They are going to bring Galvis back to third. Blanco to second, I believe.
Swing, high fly ball, right field. Conforto going back. Near the wall, he makes the catch, plenty deep. Tagging from third and trotting in is Saunders to break a 2-2 tie. Swinging is pelted up the middle, a base hit right off the bag at second. Scooped up in center, Lagares throwing home. Got a shot here, one hop throw, dropped by Darnell. It is 4-2. Pitch hit on the ground, headed up the middle, Cabrera can't get it. Right by his glove in a center, two-run score. 6-2 Philadelphia now.
The Phils take it 6-2-10, just their 19th win in 61 games against the Mets since the start of the 2014 season. It was just the third game all season that the Mets did not hit a home run. They are now 1-2 in those games. The Mets seemingly had Tuesday's game in hand until a key two-out error by Jose Reyes prolonged the top of the eighth inning, eventually leading to the Phillies tying the game and a 6-2 loss for the Mets in 10 innings. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins on the tough luck setback.
He's a veteran guy. He's been through a lot. He's been gone, traded. He's done a lot. There's been a lot of things that have happened in his career. I don't know if he's ever got off of this kind of a start before. I really haven't looked at it. But, it's part of the game that you got to learn how to get through. And certainly being a veteran guy, he's got to be able to handle it mentally. And I think he can, because I don't think he'd still be in this league as long as he has been if he couldn't handle things mentally. He's still a pretty positive guy. There's still smiles that, just like today, he came out and hit extra, and you could see, there was some real intenseness there. I got to get this figured out, and we've got to get it offensively. But, pop up was, certainly he made the right decision. It was his ball, and I don't know if Travis, kind of the corner of his eye, thought Travis was there or not. I'm not really sure, but we know he's a good player, and he'll start playing better. He had a great career here. He loves to play here. He's not playing up to his capabilities, and I'm sure he's a little frustrated. I don't think, it starts to play on you mentally. But as I said, this is the major leagues, and when you played here for 11 years or whatever Jose's been in this league, you got to be able to get through this. And you got to be able to deal with it mentally because the younger players are watching you. And so it's about how you go about things and how you go about trying to fix them and change things. We'll continue to work at it.
Overall for Zach Wheeler on Tuesday, it was a solid effort. Though he did throw 99 pitches in 5 innings, he only gave up 1 run on 4 hits with 7 strikeouts on the night. Here is the Mets right-hander on his outing on Tuesday.
I think that's the biggest thing. Need to be more efficient, get a little bit deeper in the game, especially where our bullpen's been through lately. But I think that comes with, just sharpening up my off-speed. I've been saying that, and I've been waiting on it to sort of come around. And I feel like one day I'll have my slider, not the curve, and then, one game I'll have my curve and not the slider. So I'm just waiting for, just everything to sort of just come around all at once. And I think that'll help me be more efficient.
Were you able to do that, though, as the game wore on? Did you feel like that slider got better?
Could be better, but yeah, it did get a tad bit better. I got better results out of it. There's still a couple that just spun and backed up, and I just need to, finish that pitch and just get out front and finish it.
Was that the biggest reason, when you look at the last game you started against the same team, that you were getting so many more ground balls as opposed to fly balls tonight?
Slider was better last game. Like I said, they hit some hard line drives tonight. Luckily, they're right at guys, and some of them were the sliders that just sort of spun up there. So I just need to, like I said, finish that pitch, and just, when you finish it, it will have that break on it that you need.
It has been a very trying season for Jose Reyes at the plate, And unfortunately for him and the Mets, those difficulties translated into the field as a key error in the top of the eighth inning prolonged the inning for the Phillies. Here is the Mets veteran on that key miscue to keep the inning alive for the foes.
That was my ball. Had to catch that fly ball in that situation there. That's my ball. So anytime fly ball like that, you know, I have to take charge and catch it. So it was in that situation.
No, it's early, but just mentally, where are you at right now? Just getting off to this type of start.
My mind is fine. You know, I want to do good. You know, I want to help my ball club the most that I can. And the only thing I have to continue to do is working and, you know, try to get out of this slump sooner than later. So, you know, it's only 12 or 14 games to the season. You know, I don't panic at all. You know, I remember last year, you know, we get to the point last year that I was struggling in the beginning. And you guys asked Terry a lot, like, how long are you going to stay with Reyes? And, you know, Terry said, no, I got confidence he's going to come out and perform like the way that he's capable. And, you know, still early, like I said, you know, I'm going to be better than this. So, you know, tough moment right now. You know, no one as a player want to be like this. You know, I want to do good. I want to help my ball club the most that I can. And that's why I continue every day and work. And, you know, that's the only thing that I can do right now, continue to work. And when I get out of the slump, I got out of the slump for good. So we'll see what happens.
Robert Gsellman squares off with Vince Velasquez on Wednesday.